The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine. The first article is titled, A Different Kind of Hero. After more than 20 years of stellar stage, TV, and film performances, Anthony Mackie is stepping into the spotlight to play the superhero of all superheroes, but in a new way. Anthony Mackie is Captain America after appearing in 6 films as Sam Wilson, aka Falcon. The actor is picking up the notoriously heavy shield of the superhero as the star of February's Captain America, Brave New World. The moment is an epic one for comic book fans. It's also a win for proponents of representation on the big and small screen, and it's an especially momentous occasion for Mackie, who long before his slew of standout performances in both Academy Award-winning films and indie projects was simply a theater kid from New Orleans who loved Superman 2. But ask Mackie what his children think about their father being an Avenger and the new Captain America, and he laughs. They don't care, he says as he prepares for his Essence shoot in Soho. We went to see Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and the trailer came on before Sonic. They are sitting there like this, pretending to be bored. I'm like, dude, that's me. It's weird because as a parent, you get to a point to where you do everything trying to gain recognition and support from your kids. Like nobody else matters, he adds. Like forget that dude on Twitter. I want my kids to say I am cool. And when they don't do it, it's morally crushing. So it was funny that they were there. To them, I am just dad. But to MCU fans who have helped make the series of superhero movies a billion-dollar business, Mackie's Sam Wilson had a big suit to fill. Literally, the original Captain America, Steve Rogers, played by Chris Evans from 2011 to 2019, was a soldier given a serum that made him an extraordinary, formidable figure. Mackie's Wilson, meanwhile, is simply a man, a good one. He was introduced in the comics in 1968 as a social worker from Harlem. Then he was transformed in the films into a veteran Pereira's Q-Man. He becomes the go-to sidekick of Rogers and eventually, after some convincing, Captain America following Rogers' retirement. Wilson taking up the mantle of Captain America was a new thing, a development in the modern comics that occurred in 2014. It was up to Mackie to bring that to life and make it convincing, so he got to work. I put on a lot more muscle, he says. Sam does not have the super serum. He does not have any kind of powers. So for him to be able to withstand the strength of superheroes, withstand the strength of super demons, super bad guys, he had to have enough size and muscle to not only take a punch, give a massive man. I'm not. I wanted to look beefier so that I would be able to say I could take a punch and it would be believable. Getting brolic was the easy part. According to Mackie, the hardest aspect of working on Brave New World was pulling double duty as lead actor and a producer. So much of the storyline and so much of all this stuff came back on me. So now I was on those phone calls. I was in those meetings. When we would shoot and wrap, I would have and a half of phone calls and prep for the next day, he says. So it was just a lot more managerial work, a lot more office work than before. It takes those 14-hour days to 16 or 17-hour days. I had to be a lot more focused and in tune with what was going on. But that, for the actor, was an honor. Wilson has evolved greatly in the comic book ethos since he was introduced post-civil rights movement and in the early era of blaxploitation projects. Being able to evolve with the character on screen and off over the years and play what is technically the first black Captain America is major. Mackie gets it, but he says it's important to look at this moment with a different lens. I think it's huge, but I think we limit ourselves by putting the title black on Captain America, he states. When Chris Evans was Captain America, he wasn't white Captain America. So why do we limit ourselves and say that because I'm black, I am black Captain America? No, I am Captain America, period. You know? The actor notes that once you focus on Captain America being black, it opens the character up to critiques outside of what's expected of the traditional superhero. What if you're like, he's not black enough? We can't limit ourselves in that. Once we limit ourselves, we allow ourselves to be limited by other people, and that's not fair, he says. Black kids are going to look at this and have an opinion. White kids are going to look at this and have an opinion. Asian kids, so on and so forth, they're going to look at this and have an opinion. But they must see a reflection of themselves in that character. Otherwise, it didn't work. Bringing that humanity and that relatability to a character, whether it's written for comic books or found in Shakespeare, has been Mackie's calling since his days doing plays as a preteen. He then attended New Orleans Center for Creative Arts High School, honing his craft. It was at that pivotal time in his life that he decided he wanted to be a working actor. And whether that brought him success on stages in New York or took him to Los Angeles to star with Clint Eastwood, which he did in the Oscar-winning Million Dollar Baby, he decided long ago that he was down for wherever the bumpy ride would take him. My road has been a long, long road, he says, and the best part about it was when I got out of high school, Superman 2 was one of my favorite movies, and I was like, I want to be a superhero with Christopher Reeves. Being a theater kid, you never see theater turning into something like this, especially at that time. When I left home, I didn't leave home saying I wanted to be famous. I left saying I wanted to be a working actor. It's about the craft and being happy in that. That's something I've always believed in. That's why I've done little movies for $20. I've done plays for $300 a week, and I made it work. This is way, way beyond anything I expected. Despite the gravity of this moment, Mackie is still, to his core, that working actor. Therefore, he doesn't see a difference or an arc in being Captain America, Takeshi Kovacs in Altered Carbon, Sergeant J.T. Sanborn in The Hurt Locker, Perry in Brother to Brother, or Tupac Shakur, both in Notorious and in Mackie's off-Broadway debut, Up Against the Wind, in 2001. For me, it's just like every job is a new job, he explains. Being an actor is the only job that you are unemployed while you are employed. There's a finite date when this is over. So for me, every job, every character is its own thing. It's not like there's been this huge rise to stardom from Brother to Brother to Captain America. It's just been keeping it consistent, job to job, and making those characters fun, interesting, and honest. That puts me in a headspace where I'm doing what I've always set out to do, and that's be a working actor. Being one is more about the consistency of being able to work and do courageous, fun, dynamic work. When asked what he wants people to take from Captain America, Brave New World, and the literal sweat hours of meetings, stunts, and fun poured into this project, Mackie responds with a simpler message than you would expect for a superhero film. But Sam Wilson is a different kind of hero for this complicated time. One thing about Sam Wilson and humanity and the dignity of that character, it encourages him to be understanding and nice to all the other characters in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. With him, he says, instead of being dogmatic in his approach to getting his way, instead of being assertive, he's more calm and understanding because he doesn't have the serum. He doesn't have the brute force to fight his way through. He has to be compassionate. Being nice is very simple, and I think with this character and with society and all the things that we're going through, like what happened in New Orleans on New Year's Eve, you never really know what people are going through. You never really know what trials and tribulations people have left home with and they are carrying in their day-to-day life. So I think the message is just be nice. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com titled 50 Cent Action Channel Hits Number 1 on Roku and LG. 50 Cent's Lionsgate Action Channel is now the number 1 most popular action channel on the Roku channel and LG channels, curated by Curtis Jackson, well known as 50 Cent, the Fast Channel debuted on Roku exclusively, rising to popularity after taking Roku in Q1 by storm. Its launch on LG channels as well has seen it hit the same spot milestone. 50 Cent Action is being described as one of the first of its kind as a talent-branded fast channel. Jackson will be featured at LG Ad Solutions' new Fronts presentation on May 5th. As a keynote speaker, Jackson will conduct a live Q&A session alongside company CEO Michael Hudds, opening up about the growth of 50 Cent Action and some of the exclusive features that will arise in the future. Jackson said in a statement, as reported by Deadline, "This is the future of entertainment. It's about making real connections. I am hands-on with everything and collaborating closely with Lionsgate, which has been a great partner to give the fans free direct access to the best action movies and shows out there. All in one place, fans can step into my world every time they turn on the channel." Jim Packer, Lionsgate president of Worldwide Television Distribution, recognized 50 Cent as a cultural icon who is tapped into what action audiences want to see. Packer said Jackson is a cultural icon with an unmatched connection to his audience. "We've seen incredible momentum on the channel since launch, and our goal is to make 50 Cent Action one of the leading action destinations for fans and advertising in the fast space." The free ad-supported streaming television runs Jackson's favorite films and television series, all from Lionsgate library of over 20,000 titles. The Action Channel features box office juggernauts like The Expendables, Rambo, and Den of Thieves. 50 Cent Action is also offering 1,000 movies, including exclusive films and series that are not premiering outside of the fast channels. 50 Cent Action has an upcoming event over Memorial Day weekend. The marathon will run fan favorite franchises like Now You See Me. 50 Cent Action has been streaming since April 30th on Vizio's Watch Free Plus and Sling TV's Sling Free Stream as well. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com titled, "John Hope Bryant Shares Writ to Own Strategies." John Hope Bryant, founder and CEO of Operation Hope, recently shared his rent to own strategies, which he believes provide tenants dignity, opportunity, and grace. Bryant continues to lead efforts to bridge the racial wealth gap by promoting financial literacy and increasing Black home ownership. The financial guru outlined a compassionate and uplifting plan to help renters not only build their credit scores, but also prepare for potential financial hardship. The entrepreneur was at one time the largest minority owner of single-family rental homes in the country. Tenants' rent will be reduced by 10% if they raise their credit score from 600 to 700. If the renter maintains residency for 18 months, they receive 1 month of life event credit per 18-month tenure. This equates to 3 months of free rent in case of financial hardship. Tenants are also able to borrow from their security deposit, paying back the money in small increments over time. Operation Hope has become a leading nonprofit organization dedicated to financial empowerment. Under Bryant's leadership, the organization has facilitated over $2 billion in private capital to support home ownership, small business, and community development in underserved areas. Despite these efforts, Black home ownership rates remain significantly lower than those of white Americans. As of 2024, Black home ownership accounted for 46.4% of the population, in contrast, overall home ownership stands at 65.7, Axis reported. Bryant emphasized the importance of home ownership in building generational wealth. The entire experience around home ownership is embedded in aspirational economic growth and wealth creation, he stated in recent Instagram posts. Bryant's work with Operation Hope continues to uplift the Black community. The organization equips individuals with the knowledge and tools necessary to achieve financial stability and home ownership. He also shares financial strategies on his weekly podcast, Money and Wealth. As efforts continue to close the racial home ownership gap, Bryant's initiatives remain a central force in promoting financial literacy and economic opportunity in Black communities. The next article is from BlackEnterprise.com titled Twin Sisters Buy 43 Acres for Bug Juice Meets HBCU's Summer Camp for Black Youth. Twin sisters Alex and Angelica Young went viral on TikTok at 43andMe for purchasing 43 acres of Northern California land for their nonprofit Camp Legacy, which is designed for Black youth to experience the great outdoors. Camp Legacy was born in 2023 after the sisters became committed to a lifelong goal of starting a camp as a safe space for young people to take in the world's wonders outside of the city life. Going into its third year, Camp Legacy hosts summer camp sessions on different weekends at a time, with sessions being held in the Bay Area. Alex tells Black Enterprise participants can look forward to a weekend of sports, art and crafts, campfires, archery, camping, music, games, and all of the s'mores a kid could eat. However, the twins are looking forward to hosting week-long sessions on their own terms. That is one of the things that sets Camp Legacy apart from others. Alex says it's rare to find those capabilities with other camps, often having to rent them out. A major reason why Alex says we're going to do it on our own. Their passion for summer camp culture came while serving as counselors in Virginia after graduating high school. Alex said that she and her sister fell in love and enjoyed seeing the impact on campers, but noticed something was missing. We noticed a lack of diversity amongst the campers, and it sparked our interest in providing and expanding the summer camp experience for more youth within the Black community, Alex said. There is some truth to that observation. In 2021, a study by the After School Alliance in collaboration with Edge Research found 2.3 million parents of Black children said they would enroll their kids if camps were accessible in their area. A structured summer experience is labeled as a summer learning program, sports program, summer camp, or summer school. According to the Seattle Medium, while just 38% of Black families revealed their child participated in a structured summer experience in 2020, cost was identified as a top reason behind Black parents failing to enroll their children. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant feels states and sponsoring organizations have a responsibility to meet the needs of Black youth, citing the needs for children to excel in other ways beyond the classroom. More than ever, our kids need academic help, social, emotional support, and opportunities to engage with peers and caring adults, be physically active, and have fun this summer, Grant told the Seattle Medium. Alex and Angelica feel the same. Comments from more than 5,000 followers support the ideology. A number were warm wishes for success and to carry on, Other comments showed similar camps being potentially open in states like Kansas. Going into the summer months, the Youngs are preparing for some returning campers and paying attention to some parents and adults looking for the twins to create a camp with a more grown experience. While there is still a ton of work to be done, Alex and Angelica reveal the overwhelming amount of support shows how important it is to create a space for Black youth to explore the outdoors. This year, we have a good amount of returning campers sign up, which shows us that this program is important and is hopefully making a lasting impact on campers, Alex says. We are looking to expand our impact so that the summer camp narrative is more common with the Black community, even if some folks missed it as kids. The next article is titled Unapologetically Black and Beautiful. Here's who members of Team Essence find inspiring when it comes to their beauty goals. My mom sold Avon when I was a child. I believe that's what started me down the Sephora product junkie path. My mom was my first example of how self-care made you not only look good, but feel good. Kara Cahoon, Director of Product Management. I have always expressed my creativity through makeup, and I love that rapper Doechii's looks are unique and vibrant. They beautifully complement Black features. Ryan Sampson, Social Media Manager, Essence, and Girls United. From a day-to-day lifestyle point of view, both Tracee Ellis Ross and Khalees exude a natural, subtle look. As someone who doesn't wear a lot of makeup, I see them as prime examples that you don't have to do much. I aspire to be their age and still maintaining such beautiful skin and glow. Lanice Webb, Talent Coordinator. Kalila and I have similar facial features, so it's easy to see my own beauty when I look at her. I am also in love with recreating Diana Ross's bottom lashes. India Epsi Jones, Contributing Editor. Lastly, Shelby Stewart, Associate Editor, wrote, I adore Jeanette Dubois's character, Wilonia Woods, on Good Times. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I am Ava Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.